Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Is it May the 17th? Yes, May 17th. I think it could be the 16th. Wait. Cherry, Liz, which day is it?
Today's the 17th.
Okay, the 17th. Jordan, if you're listening, sorry. I know your birthday's today. I called you, wished it. I just forgot the date right the second I had a brain cramp. But we're going to honor my cat today. And lots of people thought I at times didn't like him because he would attack me, but she didn't attack me. She just loved me, and I think that was times that she wanted to just play around, you know. And she was always a great cat. She just didn't like hearing me on the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning talking to a bunch of people too. So I was going to play Smelly Cats, but I couldn't get it done because everything got piled up towards the end and everything. So I'm going to play this song instead in honor of One Tree Hill coming back and in honor of my cat, Salem. I love you.
I never promised you a ray of light. I never promised there'd be sunshine every day. I'll give you everything I have, the good, the bad. Why do you put me on a pedestal? I'm so up high that I can't see the ground below. So help me down, you got it wrong.
Oh, Missy Salem. We'll do our little moral in the middle of the show. I've asked one person to call in and specifically talk about her, that he has some great stories to tell from the listening to the show and even late night escapes. So let's introduce our great co-host tonight. Let's start out with Cherry Garcia.
Hi, everybody out there in the chat room. Glad to see everybody's here with us and everybody in podcast land. I'm trying to get with it this week. I'm coming back from having my husband's birthday and our 13th anniversary all in one weekend, and I'm a little fuzzy coming back this week, so bear with me. And we have Liz with us. So, Liz, how are you doing?
Hey, Terry, how are you? Congratulations. 13 years is for me, would just seem like such a long time with one person. So, congratulations.
Thank you. We were together 6 years longer than that. So,
jeez. Hey, my parents made it 25 and they gave up on each other. So, hey,
aww.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Very happy for you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Liz, welcome. Hey, chat room. Tonight we do our... Now, I think this is kind of coming down to our Me and the Ladies show. And I love it. It's great to have Liz and Cherry Garcia up here with us. We kind of get a little more action. You know, we're hoping to get some guests. I'm hoping to get some guests coming in. And there are going to be different types of guests, like the Biggest Losers and people that are into, like, I want more of the more non-typical reality stars coming in. And that's one reason we're holding back. You know, I just don't want to overbook right now and have, like, you know, the next day I get the call saying I have to be down at a certain hospital. And then I will admit this right now. I've already committed to my head and to my mind that when I go in to have actual procedure done, I will bring my laptop with me, but it will not be put out till I'm somewhat ready to be on it. I'm not planning on, you know, doing that. So that's one reason we're kind of slowing on the books. But
you're not going to do any morphine-induced shows, Ron?
What?
You're not going to do any morphine-induced shows?
It's not that. I just don't feel it's... I just think it's best when I'm down there. The shows kind of can move on. And, now, if it's just me laying in bed in the beginning of the week, you know, and then I'm going to go, you know, into the place the next day, I'll do that show. But once I, you know, so anyways, that's just an update of how I'm planning on doing that.
You need to take care of yourself.
That's kind of what I'm kind of getting at is things are going to change. And just keep your eye on the Twitter, add Cherry Garcia, add Liz. There are some people I will call. I might even update a couple other people because then you guys can see if you don't have those two on the list, you might see it somewhere else, like Jen Frog and Sue Cupcake Sue. But overall, that's what I have planned. Man, we have a lot to talk about today, and I wanted to start out with a little chit chat, but I don't know where to start with. Let's do this. You know, I'm gonna reverse something. We were gonna start out with a little chit chat, but let's start out with you guys' current topics, and get them going first. And I think we will start with Cherry Garcia's current topic first, and we'll jump back in. And if you are here, wait, I see people are listening to the show on the phone line. If you're here and you want to talk about a subject, please push 1. If you're just listening in and wanting to, you're on drive and you're not wanting to voice in, don't push 1. So if you want to talk, please push 1, and we'll get you up maybe as soon as we can. But Cherry, let's start with yours, and let's go for it.
Okay. Well, my current event topic is the Casey Anthony trial. I have been trying to get up and watch as much as I can of it on True TV. It starts at, in Central Time, it starts at 8 a.m., which is way too early for my late night butt. But it runs until 2 p.m. Central Time, and they're doing the juror selection right now. And it's been very interesting to watch the jury selection, and they're getting right down to it, and it's getting close to them having the jury all filled in, and the trial should start by Monday. It's just amazing to watch her sitting there watching the jury that's going to decide her fate be selected. She has fought with her lead attorney, Jose Baez. She is no longer speaking to him. She will no longer sit by him at the table.
She's got issues.
I know. This girl has real troubles. That's not the type of image she should be conveying to the people that are going to be her judge
and
jury.
She brought her to jail? Yeah.
You know, she got caught when the whole thing first started. They had microphones on the tables of the attorneys where they're sitting, and they actually had them on when they had their little spat, and you could hear them saying, "Oh really? Oh really?" and And he told her she was acting like a 2-year-old, and she got so mad, and she was clenching her fist, and it was just the funniest thing to watch her get mad. And from that day forward, she is not sat next to him. She refuses to look at him or to have anything to do with him.
She's and, a brat.
Oh, my gosh, she's just amazing. And now, you know, we're listening. We don't get to see the actual jurors as they're questioned, but we get to hear every question that they're asked and their responses. And if there's, you know, if the defense strikes them or if the prosecution strikes them, we get to hear why they're being stricken. Or if they say they have a hardship and they can't go be on this jury for 2 months, you know, what their hardship is and that kind of thing. It's been really interesting to listen to. My concern is they do anticipate this case running on into the second week of July, which means that the Casey Anthony case will overlap with the beginning of Big Brother. Yeah.
You're going to have to work out your priorities, girl.
I don't know about that. That last week of the Casey Anthony case is going to be the biggest week ever. And, of course, the first week of Big Brother is also the biggest week ever. And I'm probably just going to, like, have a complete nervous breakdown.
You're going to have to get TiVo or something.
I have TiVo. Oh.
TiVo?
It's going to be bad, so.
She's going to go nuts. I'm
yeah,
I'm
my
really
head's going to explode.
I'm really worried for you.
But
I
have
about
lots of links and info about the case if anybody else is interested. I have links about all of the Casey Anthony letters that she's written from jail and how to watch the case live and all of that.
You have stuff she's written from jail?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How?
It's all on the internet.
Man, you are on it.
Oh, yeah.
I just think, you know, the girl amazes me. I just, first off, shut your mouth. The guy's trying to save your life.
I know.
Behave.
How did she fight with her lead attorney? And he's such a media whore. He just wants to be in front of the media at all costs. He will argue with the judge over a Kleenex if he has to. And he, oh, my gosh, he has no business. He's not.
No, it wasn't dirty. No, it was clean. No, it was dirty.
He's not death penalty. What do they call that?
I hold you in contempt of the court.
He's not pro. He's not for it.
Well, he's not. He's not the type of attorney who's. I don't know what they call it, but he's not qualified to try a death penalty case. So he had to bring on other attorneys to assist him, even though they call him the lead attorney in the case.
Well, she had to.
He's not qualified.
Well, didn't she get, what you call it? Didn't she have to have a public defender? Isn't he a public defender?
No. No, because it's going to be a death penalty case, he was paid initially a large sum of money.
So did she really kill the girl?
She's accused of it. You can't say she's guilty yet. This is like OJ.
Exactly.
We're all going to be watching the TV for the verdict.
I'm not.
Well, I'm just saying that's how big they're making this.
I mean, I understand the girl. It was a girl that got killed, right? A young girl.
A 3-year-old.
2 3/4 years old, or something like almost 3 years.
And
old.
And got killed by the mother, right?
Supposedly.
Presumably.
She's innocent until proven guilty.
Well, she's guilty. Burn her to death.
She didn't report the baby missing for 31 days while she was out
partying.
And having a blast. And she researched chloroform on her computer along with choking and all kinds of other mean and nasty stuff. And she came up with this Zenaida Gonzalez story. She also lied about working at Disney World or whatever down in Florida. Everything that comes out of her mouth is an absolute fabrication. And
well, you know what's funny? It's not funny, but one of the girls that lives, there's a family that lives right down the street from me, and the daughter lives in Orlando, and she somehow is friends with the girl's brother. And I said, when this first happened, I asked, I'm like, well, what do they think? And she said the brother wasn't too sure. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't completely standing by the sister. I don't know how much, you know, I mean, that's all hearsay down the line, so you don't really know what's true and what's not.
Right.
It's just somebody talking. But you don't hear much from that brother.
Well, you know, now there's speculation that the defense team is going to try to turn around and pin it on her father, George Anthony, and may even, that's the speculation that they're going to try to pin it on George Anthony, but they may even bring Lee Anthony in on it.
That's the brother.
Right. But there's big speculation that they're going to try to pin it on George Anthony, her own father. Her mother went and tried to visit her on Mother's Day, and she refused the visit. But she gladly accepted the $200 that her mom left her in the commissary.
Excuse my language, the girl. Everybody out there, I apologize. This girl's fucked up. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, let's move on to another subject. I think it's time to move on to what Mrs. Liz has to say.
Well, Cupcake Sue just bummed me out because I was all ready, but it's all good. Well, we could always talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, Mr. He comes across so clean, and he really isn't. The Terminator just got terminated. So.
Thank you for taking my subject, but it's cool.
Well, hey.
No, it's okay. I got a backup one.
Did you hear now that there's supposed to be two kids that he's fathered outside of wedlock?
Was it
get
two of them now?
Two.
I only heard one.
Two.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It happened like 10 years ago, one of them, I know.
But seriously, can you imagine being Maria Shriver, finding that out, and finding out this woman's been in your, taking care of your home for 20 years?
Oh, my gosh. On your payroll.
I'd be pissed.
Oh, I would be so far beyond pissed.
Well, what do you think, Ron, that since I stole your topic?
What I think about it is, he's still one of the best action heroes ever.
Yeah.
Yes, he fucked up. Yes, I like them as a couple. Yes, I'm crushed that they are not going to, you know, that's probably going to be the end of them. I'm just shocked that he did it because he seemed like always a nice, clean-cut guy and wouldn't do something like that to, you know, her. But in the bottom line, guys are guys, and most of them will do it unless you've been through it. I think, I don't know. I just think guys are guys, and I think it's stupid.
It's
and I would never cheat on it. I don't think I would ever cheat on somebody. But then
that's
I'm looking.
So long
for
to say it's a guy's a guy.
I was saying that, and I wasn't saying that. Here, Jerry, I'm not going to say that in a sense of, like, that's how I feel. But many people will say that guys are guys, you know what I mean? And they were going to blow it off. That's how I think
it's a slap in the face to have the woman in your payroll.
Personally, it's stuck because I sit here with nobody. And how many people has, you know, came through my life and I could have had, and I just have nobody, you know, and I feel bad, you know, why, you know, and I've always felt bad about stuff like this. You know, when people get cheated on, I hate it. And my dad who cheated on my mom, you know, and everything. So, yeah, I understand. Make sure you push one if you want to talk.
Well, I just think that to have her on the payroll, that's pretty much a slap in the face. So, I mean, or at least you could have told her 19 years ago instead of 20. I mean, I don't know.
What do you think, Jerry? I mean, do you?
I just think there are guys who have their morals in place and who can say no to women who come on to them who are sleaze bags and don't care about the sanctity of marriage, and there are guys who will do what Schwarzenegger did and, you know,
I mean, and John Edwards, I mean, he's just
there. Yeah, exactly. There's guys who will and there's guys who won't, and if a guy
Michelle's
has their morals in place, then they won't. You know, there are women who will, you know, say no to that kind of thing and stay.
But there is women, taking my brother in case, and that has been cheated on by women, like he's, you know, he doesn't deserve it. You know what I mean? I think that's the whole process. What I'm When I said it was just a guy thing, I wasn't. Some of you guys say, no, I'm still thinking I was being serious about that comment. I wasn't being serious about that comment. I was saying that's what society always chirps up to the authority people. Oh, you know, all politicians have the. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's so lame. Yeah, I want to hear Big John. Where's Big John? Big John's being quiet, so he must have. Read what he wrote, Cherry.
He says, okay, all us guys know it's always the woman's fault. Admit it. No, Dan, we won't admit it.
That's funny. I just think to find out this late, this much time later, and have her on your payroll, that's pretty shitty. That's just me.
Would she be a prostitute?
Huh?
I said, would you call her a prostitute?
Wow. Interesting. Because she is getting paid.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess I'm... Well, was she... But was she keeping... Doing the house stuff before? I don't know. Well, Michelle's pretty good. She thinks Maria may have known. Huh. That was good, Ron. That's going to bother me for a little bit. I'm going to have to think about that one.
What do you think, Sherry?
I agree with what Bren just said. If the woman stays with the man after they find out something like that, then they're an idiot. You know,
yeah.
The guy lied to her for, 20 years, you know, and if she stays with him, then she deserves it, you know.
Okay.
If a guy lied to me for that long and had a woman on the side and lied to me about it for that long, I'd be so far out of there, it would make his head spin. I would not be able to ever trust him again, ever.
Hey, I picked up somebody that's driving, I think. He doesn't know I picked him up yet, but it's Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Ben, are you there?
Boom, boom.
Hello. Knock, 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 knock.
Guess he just wait for his phone.
Are you sure you picked Ben up?
Yeah, I know it's Ben. Okay, it's okay.
Well, what's your topic today, Ron?
My topic was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, you said you had a backup.
Yeah, I did. So give me a second.
Okay. Oh, Boom Boom's chatting. He's not on driving. And he's not on the phone.
Oh,
yeah, you
maybe
got somebody else.
Answer. My other topic was going to be... give me a second. Now I've lost track because we've been in so deep conversation. So I think I'm going to wait, and if I remember... I'll do it after the next thing. Because my biggest current event has been laying in bed, and not being able to walk. So, Paul, if you want to call in now, please
yeah,
do so.
Ron, you could talk about Chaz.
What?
You should
Chaz
talk about
Chaz.
Chaz. That's been an interesting topic of late.
What's Chaz?
Chaz Bono.
I don't know who
you
that is.
You don't know who Chaz Bono is?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Jazz Bono
watching much
is,
TV.
Is Cher's daughter that has now become her son.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. And it's all over the TV.
Let's talk about that while we wait for Paul to call in.
He says he's on the phone.
Oh, okay, Paul, you are on the phone. I see you. Let's still talk about that real quick. Paul, we'll get right to you. Yeah, what do you think about that? Wow.
I think,
shocked.
You know what? To each his own, I don't really care because it doesn't affect
either.
Me. But do I really have to hear it almost every single day?
I haven't heard it, but today.
Well, you don't must not watch the good TV. I don't know.
No, I don't think I've been paying attention to it much because I had cable.
Oh.
So, okay,
what
guys.
About you?
We're going to start our funeral session. Will y'all just take your seat now and remember your favorite cat, your favorite dog, your favorite animal that has passed away in the past. Tonight, we want to celebrate Salem. And to start the show, or to start the show, to start the party of his her passing away, I wanted to start with a song, and we'll come on, we'll go from there. So just bear with me. Okay, I've asked Paul to come up and speak on the cat because he remembers stories. If you have a story and you've been to any of our sessions, you guys are more of the newer group, so Salem had been calmed down. But if you've been around for a long time, you've probably heard Salem quite a bit. She would attack me, and I'll tell my story after Paul, but I have two stories I wanted to tell. But, Paul, I'll let you start.
Hi, Ron.
Hey.
All right, just verifying you could hear me. Hi, Terry and Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Paul.
You know what? Hopefully you'll remember this, Ron, but the first time that, if I can say, I met Salem was on a Skype session with you, and it's probably just the two of us. And Ron screaming in pain, I go, what was that? And he proceeds to tell me, this isn't news to you, by the way, proceeds to tell me that his cat attacked me. Then it became that it was only when I talked, it was my voice. Do you remember that, Ron?
It was anybody's voice on Skype, usually.
Well, I remember
talking.
You.
But
I remember
you were
you,
one of them.
I remember you pinning it on me every time I talked. She just doesn't like your voice or something like that. I thought, okay. But that's where, if anybody ever heard the phrase, damn cat, it's because when we were Skyping and talk, or even on the phone at times, but mostly Skyping because that was coming out over the speaker, Ron would scream out in pain and would yell, damn cat. For the longest time, I had no idea what the cat's name was.
But yeah, and I wanted to, you know, and thank you, Paul, for calling in and doing this for me. The one thing that I remember was, it was funny. Danny Donato, you know, back in her chat days, I was part of her admin and everything. All right, but this was before then even. But I was up on mic with Danny, and that was when back when her and Nick was together still.
Wow.
And Salem was alive then. So Salem like one time attacked me and pulled my cord out, and I'm like, oh, I'm trying to tell Danny, leave me alone. And she was, and Danny sits over there cracking up, laughing at me. And she had a cat too, and we said they would be perfect mates for each other. So we were gonna get our cats married, but never happened. But I'm glad she just died on her own. That we didn't, you know, that she just, you know, Ben found her in her place where she would lay to rest, you know. So,
for those that might not know, can you give people the history of when Salem came into your life and how she came to be?
Oh, yeah, because it is a kind of a funny one. It came into my life when Jordan found out about it. Jordan is my niece whose birthday's today, and we'll have to do that before the show's out too. And she went and got it. Ben wouldn't keep it in the house unless he got her front clips, toenails clipped all the way off. So he kept it clipped. Well, Jordan would pick on the poor cat to death. That's one reason she hated people, I think. And one reason she loved me was because I would rescue her from Jordan and bring her into my room, which was outside locked, and I can lock the door and everything. So I would bring her into my room, and she would not have to be tormented by the, you know, the girl and everything. So when we moved out of that house, we decided.
How old was she at the time?
When we left?
Like?
What?
How old was Jordan at the time? Just a young?
She's 21 today. So she must have been,
well, how old was Salem when you got her?
I'm thinking, give me a second.
Okay.
15. So, I don't know. She was like probably you know, in her, you know, junior or maybe elementary school years. I don't know.
Right. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Anyways, that's just, but anyway, yeah, so we brought her down here and everyone hates her, and me and Mom was the only two that loved her, and she did catch mice pretty good. So I know I'm wasting time on where we could be talking reality, but she was my reality. She was my reality show too. There were some times that she did some doozy stuff, and I loved her, and I wanted to make sure we all can share in her name, and that's it. So.
Well, I just want to mention this, and the people that have pets certainly know it, but especially if you had them a long time, you become so used to their presence, to every sound that they make, everything that they do, and when it's suddenly gone, it is quite a shock. And
mm-hmm.
I know for a while you actually still hear the sound of them. You think that you still hear them, even though they're gone. So.
Oh wait, let me tell a story then. Speaking of that, and then Paul, I'm going to let you go. And I wanted to Sherry and Liz to comment if they had comments. But I'll tell you something, Paul. Saturday in the hospital, I you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but I see where Michelle had doves or that butterfly. I had that cat, I tell you, come visit me and say goodbye. She would come around. I kept on seeing her.
Wow.
And it was just in little things I saw when I looked. So
you know.
Okay.
Well, thanks for having me on, Ron, and pass along for podcasts at least, because I don't see her in here, but happy 21st. That's pretty big for Jordan.
Yep. We'll do that tonight, too, before it's over with. So, okay, I'm going to let you go and mute.
Okay.
And you can hang up. Jerry, you got something to say? I know you love pets.
I do, Ron. And I remember talking to you when you were feeling terrible and you were still worrying about where Salem was going to sleep and whether she had a bed next to your bed. And I know that you're going to miss her dearly, but you're going to see her again, and that's something that I'm sure of. And
I'm afraid she's going to go to hell.
What?
Joke. I was joking.
Oh, my God. It came out of nowhere. That's why I was like, what?
You will see her again. And I actually have a book that has scripture revealing all of that. So if you ever need to hear it, just give me a call and I'll read you some scripture for it. But you will see Salem again. And just say your prayers and know that she's with you, and she'll be your little angel. And
hey, I have my dog and my cat running after each other right now, so if you want to borrow one, it's all good.
You just heard my dog. I try to everything in the world to keep her quiet, and one little noise, and she barks. I've got her locked in the living room so that she can't bark at anything out the front window. I've got all the drapes pulled so she can't see outside, and one little noise and she barks. I'm like, I don't know what else to do to keep this dog quiet.
Let's go ahead and play. It's time to play. Can you stump Ron TV trivia game? Now, we bring up our host, Cherry Garcia.
Are we going to bring someone else up on the...
You make the call.
Would anybody else like to join us on the phone line to play Let's Stump the Host and challenge Ron to some trivia. I have a few questions already written down, and we're going to see if I can stump the host. And we'd like to get one person to come up on the phone line with us and challenge Ron. Who would be calling and challenge Ron? The phone number.
No one could beat me. I'm the best.
347-237-5506.
They're all chickens in the chat room. They don't know how to pick up a phone. No excuses. No excuses. Dial in and fight me on this. It's all TV. You know, y'all are couch potatoes.
It's all TV trivia. Somebody
can
call in.
Oh, my God. You're like, I'm picturing you in the water dunk tank right now, the way you're bantering right there. Somebody's going to come up and just throw that softball right at that target, and you're going in the water.
Good, I need to.
Hmm.
Let's look at that.
One person.
We don't have to wait for anybody. You know I'm better than them all. I will beat them all.
Do you want me to try?
Sure, if you want to try.
If you can't get no one else to call in, I'm going to go to sleep.
Oh, Christ.
But they're too lazy to call in.
Well,
they can't stump the host.
We'll let Liz play against you.
Hey, we got a caller.
There you go.
And who do we have?
I don't know, the first person that chimed in.
Oh, you don't have anybody on the phone?
570, you're on.
I'm here! I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here! Can't you see me? I'm here!
Oh, my God.
Oh, this chat room, you guys need to call in.
No, tonight, Michelle. You're going down, Michelle.
I, you know what? I wish I was.
Oh. That was the wrong thing to say to Michelle, Ron.
Hey, that's the best news I got.
Wow.
Ding, ding.
That was
She's
the wrong
lively.
Thing to say to Michelle.
Yeah, I'd say more than lively right now.
You just made her night.
Somebody did.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, God.
Okay, Liz, I'm going to let you be your scorekeeper, okay?
You got it.
Oh, boy. Ron, take it easy on me, buddy.
Okay. Question number one. We have no help from the chat room, people. No help from the chat room. Let's see if these guys can do this. What town did Howdy
who
Doody
gets,
live in?
Wait, who gets it first? Let's
Ron
do that.
Ron can go first. Ron can go first.
And
Ron.
If I don't know the answer, she can steal it.
Okay.
And back first, let's do that.
Yeah, but you got to chime in and let me know that you don't know the answer.
Yo, all yeah. Right, you and me are fast people, so we'll be okay. Okay, go.
Ron,
yes.
What town did Howdy Doody live in?
Doville.
Pardon me?
Doville.
Say it again.
Doville.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit. No Googling.
I have no clue because I know who Howdy Doody is, and I was around when he was on the television, but I couldn't tell you where he was from unless it was a cardboard box.
You were close, Ron. It's Doodyville.
That's it.
Oh.
Okay.
No one gets a point?
No.
Ron, don't sound so defeated.
No, I was just messed up on that one.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Who played an FBI agent in Twin Peaks before moving to the X-Files?
Philip! I have no idea. I never watched Twin Peaks.
So that means
Duchovny, Duchovny, whatever his name was.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, I had to think of the last one in order to get it.
Michelle gets the point.
Whee!
She says she was done with the question. She gave Philip. You can't give
two
questions.
Oh, you kind of knew that was a
joke. No, wait. I protest that one.
Oh, my gosh.
She answered twice.
All right, if we're going to have whiners, okay, I won't joke.
Terry, you got to make a decision.
All right, we need a chat room help here.
I knew the answer, though. Be clarified.
Liz, help me out here.
Well, you didn't say time's up to her. That's the only thing.
We all knew.
No,
I was,
but she answered Philip.
Oh, Ron! Oh, you know what? You know what? Nullify that. Let's go on.
All right, we'll call it a draw.
I agree on that.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course you will. Come on, Ron! Well, I'm going to give it to you.
No,
okay.
I don't want the point. Let's nullify the point.
Yes, then that's what I'm giving you, the nullification.
Yeah.
Ron, which pop singer starred in the movie The Jazz Singer?
Ooh. My hand's up.
Frank Sinatra.
Incorrect.
I knew it too. I know it's a black guy.
No.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I gave my answer.
Okay.
Michelle? Neil Diamond. Cherry.
Yes. Michelle gets that point. Okay. Michelle.
Yes.
What was the name of the detective in the 1970s series Vegas?
Ooh. Oh.
The 1970s series Vegas.
I can picture him.
The name of the detective. No clue. I'm going to give a guess with the first name Joe.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I figured.
Pass it on over to
Ron. Ron can have it.
Perry Mason?
Incorrect. The answer is Dan Tana.
I was going to say something with Hawaii 5-0, and that would have brought me to that. Darn it.
Okay, Ron. Where did the Hills live in King of the Hill?
Oh, Texas. Oklahoma. Texas.
What city?
You make me go to the city, too. I'm going to say Austin.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Michelle?
Yeah, I can't remember what city he lived in, but I'll just throw out a city and I'll say Houston.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Arlen, Texas.
That's it. Always that's it after you tell me the answer.
Okay. And we're going to Michelle now.
Mm-hmm.
What was Bill Cosby's first TV show?
I'm thinking about Flip Wilson, so it definitely wasn't Flip Wilson because he did Geraldine, but Bill Cosby did, it was almost like a candid camera thing, I'm thinking. I can't remember. I'm really drawing a blank, but I'm sure I'll say that's it after you give me the answer again. I thought it was like a candid camera thing, so that's my answer.
Ron?
Okay, I know he did two early days shows, and I'm going to go with this one just because it seems like it might be the newer one, the older one, and it'll be I Spy.
Correct. I Spy.
Aha. Yeah, I was a little bit younger then.
Sorry, I love Bill Cosby. I watch him all the time.
Okay.
Gerald Putin.
Ron. In Heart to Heart, what was the name of Jonathan and Jennifer's dog?
Heart?
No.
I don't know.
I was thinking the same answer. I think it has to do with a detective name of some sort of crime thingy or something like that. It wasn't like Fluffy, I know that.
So you don't know either?
No, I can't remember.
Freeway.
Yeah. That would have never came up. You're lucky.
Sorry, I didn't.
Okay, Michelle.
Yes?
Where in Wisconsin was Picket Fences set?
Yeah, I was playing softball at this point in my life. I have no clue. But Picket Fences, I will say, Wisconsin. Is Green Bay in Wisconsin?
No,
Green Bay isn't in Wisconsin. Or no,
well, I think it is. I have no clue, but that isn't the answer. Ron?
Can you read the question again, and this time I have Michelle hawking her laugh?
Wow, Ron! Jabbing me!
Where in Wisconsin was Picket Fences set?
Madison.
Oh, bummer.
Rome, Wisconsin.
Damn, I should have known that.
Okay.
This is hard for you, Cherry. No one's getting anything.
No, these are good. See, I like not being able to answer everything. I like, but we're at least
testing. Me and you each got one, and one got disqualified. That's not answering much at all.
Ron, what was the longest-running cop show on American TV?
Cops.
Michelle?
Okay. So,
wait, I bet they didn't count.
I'm thinking it's Hawaii 5-0. And there's only one reason why I'm thinking that. It's because it felt like an eternity that it was on.
Way to go.
Correct. That's the right answer.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was thinking like shows like that and cops have now, I think, become, like, number one because they show, like, you know, they've been going on forever.
And this next question goes to Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
What Indianapolis weatherman of the 1970s once forecast hail the size of canned hams?
I'm going to be off the map and say Al Roker.
Nice job.
Oh, wait a minute. I hit the wrong button. Nope, that's the wrong answer.
Baloney.
Ron, Indianapolis weatherman of the 1970s once forecast hail the size of canned hams?
Willis Scott.
Wrong. David Letterman.
That makes he's from Indiana.
Which is in Indianapolis is in Indiana. Did you know that?
No.
But Green Bay isn't in Wisconsin.
Green Bay isn't in Wisconsin. Green Bay, no, never mind.
Uh-huh. I kind of think it is. Okay. I think that was 10 questions. I can go on to a couple more if you want. Or do you want to stop there?
You should ask me one more. Who's winning? Is it tied or what's the score?
No, I'm winning.
2-1, right?
Yeah, it's 2-1.
Okay. Give me one more chance to tie. If I don't tie, I lose.
Oh, boy. Okay. What was the name of the physician on The Incredible Hulk?
Wait, say that question again.
What was the name of the physician on The Incredible Hulk?
David Banners.
Yep, that's it, Dr. David Banner.
And I hope you didn't ask that question because you knew I watch the show every day.
Well, let me give you another one. We'll go on. Just two more questions. What former TV anchorman made headlines by attending 2 Grateful Dead concerts?
It's my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
What TV anchorman made
former
headlines?
What former TV anchorman made headlines by attending 2 Grateful Dead concerts?
Walter Cronkite.
Yep.
Bam!
And?
Okay. What animated kitty was the first cartoon character licensed for use on merchandise?
On merchandise? What's that black cat's name?
Yep.
I know the answer. I just got to remember.
Come on. How much time you want to give him? Come on.
No, it's not those guys.
Don't look.
It's, I forgot the name. It's right there. I can see the pictures. I want to say Betty Boo, but Betty Boo is the girl. I don't know. I give. Michelle, you won. Good job.
I thought it was Felix the cat.
Yeah.
The wonderful cat. It was right there.
It
you
is.
Typed it. You saw it.
I wasn't paying attention.
All right, I have one more question. We'll just see if either one of you can get it, since I have one question that I haven't answered yet. Or maybe two. We'll just see if either one of you guys can get this. I know Michelle can get one of them. Let's see. What was the only TV show in the 1970s to have its theme song top the Billboard's Hot 100 list?
What was the question?
What was the only TV show of the 1970s to have its theme song top the Billboard's Hot 100 list?
Is it my turn? Or
either
Ron?
One
yeah.
of you. Either one of you.
It's the Partridge Family.
Nope.
No, I want to say Sonny and Cher or Tony Orlando, Tie a yellow ribbon around the oak tree.
Oh, Captain and Tennille.
Nope.
All right, we're running through a bunch of 70s.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Welcome back, Cotter?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I had
it right.
Don't mess my hair. Don't mess my hair. Don't mess my hair.
Okay.
Hello. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, wait. I thought I was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Horseshack.
Okay, I have one question that I know Ron can get, and I have one question that I know Michelle can get, and then we're done. Which Maverick was played by James Garner? Ron?
Are you talking about in the movie?
Mm-hmm. Well, Maverick.
I mean, he was the grandpa. I mean, Mel was the son. Or he was his dad.
Maverick was played by James Garner? What was his name?
What was his first name, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. John?
I thought you'd have that one. Brett.
Hmm.
No, I've not really been watching Maverick ever.
Okay. What was Neil Diamond's first top 10 hit?
I just sang it.
Yeah, you did.
Sweet cherry.
Cherry cherry.
Do, do, do.
Good times never feel so good. So good. So good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
I'm feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
I know. So Vicky goes, that's Caroline. I'm like, I know.
That's Caroline. It was
the only tune that's bursting out in my head.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
It's time to wrap up the show.
Woo!
Thank you, Michelle, for playing.
Hey, that was fun, actually. Thanks for letting me call
Liz,
in.
Did you fall asleep over there?
No, I was just letting you guys do your thing.
Yeah, he gets always
cracking up at me.
To the side. During that part of the game.
That was fun, guys.
Thank Cherry. You, Cherry.
Great show tonight. Great game tonight. Thank you all. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you,
Ron. And it sounds like it's going to be a huge of a show Thursday night with Survivor. Our finale is going to be our finale Survivor Thursday night show. So we will talk Survivor all night long. And we might mention who gets booted off of that other show, American Idol.
Talk.
So,
The Apprentice.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I'll be honest with you. I have to do some stuff real quick, or I would stay and do it. But I have to do, so I have to go.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
See you guys.
Good night.
I'm going to
say good night. Good night, Ron. Good night.
Be back here on Thursday again.
Yep.
See you next week. Take care, everyone.